Chapter 5 Harmony Wah. I can't see you. A Japanese theatrical art form originating in Osaka is called bunraku, half-scale puppets controlled by three puppeteers each. It has always struck me that bunraku is somehow elementally Japanese. Of course, there are the content and themes of the plays themselves, the long tradition of technique and method. But what strikes me as so Japanese is that the puppeteers are completely visible to the audience, though dressed in black, but the audience is expected not to see them. This is just one example of many situations in Japan in which one is expected to just close one's eyes or ears to avoid acknowledgement of something. Someone in the office is sleeping at his desk? Pretend that he's not. A conversation taking place on the other side of a paper shoji screen, that is, a wall? Pretend you can't hear it. Need to get that spinach out from between your teeth? Just put a hand in front of your mouth and use a toothpick to your heart's content. It's behind your hand, so we can all pretend it's not really happening. Elemental to the Japanese mind is the ability to ignore or put up with all kinds of unpleasantness, at least superficially, in the interest of harmony. This special forbearance even has its own name, one that is all but untranslatable into English. Gaman. Oh, the word can be translated as to bear or to put up with, but the twist is that in Japan, this is a positive quality. Such people are admiringly described as gamanzuyoi. Someone exhibiting this quality in the West could be seen as weak, afraid, insecure, spineless, or even hypocritical. One of the common explanations for this difference is based on the population density of Japan, suggesting that a society in which so many people living together in such close quarters needed to develop a way to live day to day without driving each other crazy. The contrastive situation would be the American frontier or the Australian outback. One could do whatever one wanted without concern for the neighbors because, well, there were no neighbors. Whether this sufficiently explains the differences or not, it is true that Westerners are much less likely to ignore things or let things go for the sake of harmony or face. As justification, they may cite principle, forthrightness, honesty, justice, or truth, but it is certain that none of these is likely to take a back seat to harmony. I'm not really sorry. One of the first words a foreign visitor to Japan learns is sumimasen. His translator may explain its meaning as I'm sorry or excuse me, but the visitor soon realizes that the explanation is not nearly so simple. To say one is sorry in English is generally a rather strong expression of regret and remorse, and is often followed up with an offer of restitution. The Japanese sumimasen is a social lubricant. It offers a token plausibility that one is, in fact, sorry. What matters, though, is the expression rather than the real feeling of regret or remorse. See Chapter 15. The Japanese word for functioning at this level is tatemai. Its closest English equivalent are hypocrisy or white lie. These English words are considerably stronger than the Japanese word tatemai. Meetings. Wait, I have a better idea. The importance of harmony is clearly illustrated by the differences in Japanese and Western business meetings. Most Western business meetings are held to gather new information, debate issues and courses of action, and make decisions. New ideas and new information are expected. Frank discussion and debate are common, and talks can become quite heated. Japanese meetings, on the other hand, are usually held after all this has been done behind the scenes. The special word for this in Japanese is nemawashi. Information is shared, people discuss what will be said, even decide in advance what will be decided. To a Westerner, the meeting itself seems like nothing more than a dramatic performance. Participants read from documents that have been passed out in advance. Old information is restated. People agree on what they have already agreed on prior to the meeting. Of course, what the Westerner is missing is the importance of this formal, official, if sometimes superficial, expression of harmony. Early in my career here, when my meager linguistic ability was still greater than my cultural awareness, I was sitting in a Japanese business meeting and decided, as would be common for any Westerner, that I would impress everyone with my insight and understanding. After one of my colleagues gave his report and asked if there were any comments or questions, I shocked quite a few people by actually raising my hand and then suggesting doing things in a new, improved way. Of course, I had discussed this with no one beforehand. I'm not sure how many minutes passed with everyone silently staring at a point on the desk in front of them, but I know it certainly seemed like a very long time. You like natto? I can't stand it. When Westerners who don't know each other very well speak to each other, they will generally avoid certain topics that might be controversial, or in some way draw attention to the differences in their rank. Such topics would include politics, religion, salary, physical characteristics, and so forth. However, on topics that are not controversial, music or art, for example, frank, direct disagreement or differences of opinion are perfectly okay. Look at the differences in these conversation patterns. Last night I saw this great musical, Wicked. Oh? I really don't care much for musicals. I'm thinking of reading the book on which it's based, though.
昨日見た? Tigers 勝った!
そう、タイガース今年はね。
サッカーも好きですか?
One of the reasons for these differences is that Westerners perceive a bigger separation between the person and his opinions. I can hate the music you love, and tell you so, but still like you and consider you a close friend. In fact, I hate most of the music my wife listens to, yet I love her dearly and we get along just fine. Another reason for the difference is that expressing a contrary opinion threatens the harmony of the discussion, and threatening the harmony in Japan is not polite at all. How surprising it must be for Japanese to consider that Westerners might invite a certain person to a party because he can be counted on to create controversial discussion. Comprehension questions. 1. What is one thing about bunraku that is unmistakably Japanese? 2. What might a Westerner think of the concept of gaman? How is this different from the Japanese way of thinking? 3. Why do Japanese and Westerners place such a different value on harmony? 4. Why does the practice of nemawashi make more sense in Japan than in the West? 5. Why do you think Westerners are more likely to state their disagreement more openly than most Japanese?